It's the Steve Gerber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the program today. 40 years ago, in 1983, this song from Cyndi Lauper hit the top of the charts. Time After Time from her debut album, She's So Unusual. Check that, I'm off by ear. 1984, so 39 years ago today, number one of the charts. It's a fantastic song, by the way, well written by Rob Hyman of the Hooters, a band in the 80s, and also Cyndi Lauper. Time After Time, number one of those day back in 1984. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Here on the Steve Gerber Show, Ted Harvey is with us. He's a former Colorado House and Senate member, now the chairman of the Committee to Defeat the President. Ted, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gerber Show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You can find more at stopjoe.com. Very easy to remember website. The Committee to Defeat the President, Ted, how goes the effort so far?
Well, the president is helping us along quite nicely. literally, he's stopping himself every time you turn on the TV and every time he opens his mouth. But we've got a long way to go, and 2024 is going to be an interesting election year.
Are you surprised? You're working to defeat the president, yes. But are you surprised Democrats aren't more concerned about the president and more interested in perhaps listening or hearing out or having an alternative on the ballot for primary voters?
Well, I think it's interesting how the entire establishment in Washington, D.C. is doing everything they can to prop up this president, considering everybody knows that he's very cognitively challenged. You don't have to look at anything other than how he performed at the Air Force Academy graduation here in Colorado, where I am, where he could barely figure out where he was on the stage and then unfortunately tripped and fell. It was a sad day for the president. And I think that the more that the American people see this, the more concerned they're going to be. And if you just look at the polling, even the Democrat voters are incredibly concerned about his age and what this administration is doing. And I think the further this goes along, the more you're going to see very credible candidates start to say, we can't move forward with this. We're going to get into the race and try to take him on. And I think with Robert Kennedy's campaign moving forward and him going up in the polls, I think that's just going to make that even more a bright light on what's going to happen with this administration.
Devil's advocate a bit. The president was very unpopular in 2022 around the midterms, and there was a thought there was a big red wave coming, and it didn't, except down in Florida for the most part. It was a night that Democrats did very well. Is it different if the president's popularity is still underwater heading into 2024, voting for the man himself rather than the man's party as voters did in 2022?
Of course, this is a nationwide election, and all elections are local, and you saw that play out in congressional races and in Senate races across the country. And I actually think the Republicans did it pretty well in the congressional races. We picked up in 2020, we picked up in 2022, and there's only so many competitive seats across the country that we can win. So I think Republicans did pretty well across the country at the congressional level. Certainly, I was hoping we would pick up about three seats in the Senate, and that didn't happen for various reasons. I think the Senate Majority Fund didn't support certain candidates that weren't supporting McConnell's reelection, so that didn't help us. And there were a lot of other factors that went into that. But I think going into the presidential election cycle, when you see people like Jack Dorsey, the head of Twitter, that did everything he could to censor anybody who came out against the vaccines, including Robert F. Kennedy. Suddenly yesterday, he announces that he's endorsing Robert F. Kennedy for the Democrat nomination. There's trouble in the Democrat team. And I think the further this goes along, I think I've been saying for a year, Joe Biden at some point is going to pull an LBJ and say that he's not going to seek nor will he accept the nomination of the Democrat Party.
StopJoe.com is the website for the Committee to Defeat the President. Ted Harvey is with us. He's the chairman. If that happens, is Kamala Harris the de facto choice of Democrats to take a spot on the ticket, or is it someone else?
I think it'll be somebody else. I mean, she is less popular than Joe Biden is, which is saying a lot. And I don't think there's any way that she can win the nomination. I think that I've been saying it will probably go to a governor, and I always say keep your eye on my governor, Jared Polis. Mm-hmm. He is a very, very wealthy individual. He's a two-term governor. He won the last election by 20% here in Colorado, and Colorado is a very blue state. He's a very radical leftist governor, and I think he will appeal. He's the first gay governor in the history of the United States, and he desperately wants to be the first gay president. And I think that the radical left of the Democrat that controls the Democrat Party right now, he will look very attractive to them going into the nominating process.
Ted Harvey is chairman of the Committee to Defeat the President. You can find out more about them and the work at StopJoe.com. That's StopJoe.com. Ted, thanks so much for making time and joining us this morning here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Have a great day. God bless.
Thank you. You too. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you're ready to lose weight and take control of your life again, then learn more about My Pure Health Solutions. You may be able to lose a couple of meds, drop your blood pressure, feel good again just by dropping the weight you've been thinking about for so long. Steve lost more than 40 pounds 5 years ago and swears by My Pure Health Solutions. And it's real food, too. So find out more today at GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. And Steve is back tomorrow to tell you all about things like losing 40 pounds on My Pure Health Solutions. He also has some stories, I'm sure, from his time away, his little vacation. I'm here with you for 8 more minutes or so. So why not spend it with me? Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.